right? Distracted. You're not focused on what's most important. What is the imminent thing? What is the thing that is really the most dangerous, right? And we find here that Martha is distracted. And what is distracting her? Something that everybody might think, it's good, it's great. Let's face it, drinking water, because it was water, not a big gulp, right? Your body needs water. You need that. But more than the water that you're drinking, you need attention to life or death, what's in front of you. And so serving can cause you to be distracted from what's most important. Paul writes to a group of Christians, and he says this in 1 Corinthians, you know the passage, if you speak in the tongues of men or of angels but have not love, you're a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If you have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, but you don't have, and you have all faith as to remove mountains, but if you don't have love, you're nothing. If you give away all that you have, you deliver up your body to be burned, and you don't have love, you're nothing. You can do and do and do and do and do. You can be distracted and distracted and distracted, doing great and wonderful and awesome things. But if you're not focused on that which is most important, you need to be rebuked. You need to be told you're doing it wrong. Martha is distracted. She's doing it wrong. She's running around the house, focused on cleaning, focused on preparing a meal, focusing on general order, and she's stewing, not over the stew, but she's stewing over everything that she has to do. She is distracted. And Jesus wants to point out that there is someone more important in Martha's house than all of the some things that Martha was doing. That someone is Jesus. Because of all of the things that Martha was doing, all of the things that Martha was concerned about, as important as they may have been, they were distracting her from that which was most important. Now Luke says here in verse number 40, she's distracted with much serving. And what I take from that word much serving is it means that this is extravagant. It's not typical of what Jesus would have had. It's over the top. And the reason is Martha wanted to be remembered at this moment. Right? So did she get her way? Oh yeah, she got her way. She got her way, but for all the wrong reasons, right? Because 2,000 years later, guess who's still remembering that moment? You and I are remembering that moment. And not for the good of Martha, but for the rebuke of Martha. But I want us to pause just for a second, and I want us to understand, this passage is not to say that serving Jesus is bad or wrong, okay? That's not what this is about. The point is, don't get so distracted from serving Jesus, you miss Jesus. You don't know Jesus. Don't let your hands and feet do things for Jesus when your heart and your head aren't connected to Jesus. And what this means is that if serving God keeps you from knowing God, you're distracted in your spiritual life. You need to be rebuked. You need to knock it off. You need to stop. If the things of Christianity are taking priority over the Christ of Christianity, you're distracted. You need to stop. If your works are distracting you from your relationships, from your relationship with Jesus, you've got it all wrong. But there's more here. Because Martha is not only distracted through her much serving, she's also distracted stewing over her lazy sister who's there sitting at Jesus' feet. I mean, can you imagine the nerve of Mary? Mary is listening to the greatest teacher who ever walked on this earth. How dare she? How dare she? And in Martha's opinion, that's not where a woman belonged. She belonged in the kitchen, serving. And I can identify with Martha. I'm sure many of you can identify with Martha. You've been busy doing something, and you've made sure that you've got a helper because you know that the task is too big for you. And where is your helper? Oh, they're nowhere to be seen. They're over there chatting with the company. And you need help getting the turkey out of the oven. And so what's going on in your mind? Oh, man, you're just angry. And it's not only the work that's distracting Martha, it's her anger and it's frustration. And what we find is that serving distracted may cause troubles in your life and in your relationships. Because what we find that happens next is that Martha now spews her grievances to Jesus in front of everybody. Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? You tell her to help me. She's not listening to me, Jesus. I've given her an earful. I've given her the look. You know, the look that only women can give. I've given her the body language that would make a teenager blush. And I've even given her that facial expression. She won't listen to me, Jesus. But obviously she's listening to you. She's sitting at your feet. So you tell her to help me. You tell her. And while Mary listens to what Jesus has to say, Martha tells Jesus what to say. While Mary is focused on her Savior-to-be, Martha is focused on her sister. While Mary is consuming every word that Jesus speaks, Martha is stewing over it. While Mary humbly listens, Martha proudly and loudly walks and talks around and probably does a little bit of this too. It's a recipe for trouble. And you see, the passage really shows us that it's not serving Jesus that Martha's really doing. Martha's really serving herself and using Jesus as a guise. She wants it to be about her. And that's going to cause trouble. Because when you're serving yourself and not Jesus, you know who you want. You know who wants the glory. You know who wants the praise. You know who you do. And you know what happens when you don't get it? You tend to pout and throw a fit. This is not how it's supposed to be. And so, look at what Jesus says. I love it. What Jesus says here. Look at verse 41. But the Lord answered her, and he said, Martha, Martha. And I love it that he says her name twice, right? Because he's not saying, Martha. He's saying, Martha, Martha. Okay, let's redirect our attention, right? Let's get you to focus on what's important. He says, you're anxious and you're troubled. You're making a scene. You're causing disunity. And if your service is distracting you and distracting others from Jesus, if your service is causing you troubles and causing troubles within the community because the focus is not on Jesus, you probably need to be rebuked. You probably need to hear, stop it, knock it off, cut it out. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. So serving may lead to trouble. But it also may cause anxiety. Because look at what he says. He says, it's causing you anxiety and trouble. Serving may cause anxiety. Martha is there, and we all understand. She's stressed out, right? Is Jesus supposed to be stressful? No. What does he say? He says, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And he rebukes her in front of everybody for the distractions that she is placing on herself. Her anxiety is not caused by Jesus, is it? Her anxiety is caused by her own perfection standards. These distractions are not there by Jesus. They're put there by Martha. And what we find is that in her serving and her doing, it's not for kingdom service, it's for Martha's service. Now, I could understand if she was anxious about missing out on eternal life. I could understand if she was missing out on hearing Jesus talk about righteous and holy living. I could understand if she was anxious about failing to hear about the means to life-changing faith. But that's not what she's anxious about, right? No, she's anxious because she can't do it on her own. Here's where it gets cool, church. She can't do it on her own. She knows she needs help, right? She asks for help. She needs someone to serve her. She thinks it's Mary. Listen carefully. She thinks it's Mary that she needs. Who does she need? She needs Jesus. She needs Jesus. She needs the one that she's neglecting. And in all of her anxiety and all of her distraction and all of her trouble, she's failing to see that the answer to her problem, her trouble, is right in front of her. And Jesus rebukes her. And so I wonder this morning, are you serving Jesus selfishly? Well, how do you know if you're doing that? Well, look to Martha. Is your service distracting you from the Savior? Are you more focused on what you're doing than who you're serving? Are you looking for help in all the wrong places? Is your service stressing you out because it's not perfect, or it's not going the way you desired it? Furthermore, is your service distracting to others because your fingers are pointing at others saying they're not doing it right or they're not doing it at all? Are you frustrated that others aren't rising to meet your standards? Is your serving causing you anxiety because you don't feel you measure up to your own standards? If you've answered yes, maybe your service, you're kind of a little bit like Martha. And you need to be rebuked. And you need to say, hold it there. Your priorities are out of whack, okay? You're driving in this life, but right now you're focused on texting or you're focused on drinking your big gulp. You need to get your eyes back on the road. And you know who's on that road in front of you? It's Jesus. That's where your eyes need to be. And if the word of God this morning has described you, Jesus' advice to Martha is to you. Sit and listen to him. Trust him. Because Jesus goes on and he praises Mary for sitting at his feet and listening to him teach. And the solution here is point number two. Time spent sitting, listening to Jesus is praiseworthy. Time spent sitting, listening to Jesus is praiseworthy. While Martha serves, Mary sits at his feet, soaking in his teaching. The kingdom is near. Salvation is closer and closer. It's coming sooner rather than later. Eternal life is not going to be given through the law. It's not granted through works of righteousness which Martha has done. It's not granted through works of righteousness that you or I have done. But rather, it's offered upon Jesus' righteousness through faith to all who believe, the apostles say. Trying harder is not the solution. It's trusting more. And here is Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, and she is learning how to trust Jesus. While Martha is behind her, trying her hardest to serve. Mary is called out in front of everyone. I mean, can you imagine how embarrassed Mary would be? This is not a private conversation. This is in front of everybody. Jesus, look at my lazy sister. Tell Mary to help me. Yet in this case, Jesus rises to the defense of Mary. In this case, we find that listening to Jesus is not laziness, but listening to Jesus is necessary. And if you look at verse 42, we find three truths about what Mary has done that reveal that her acts are praiseworthy. And what we find first is that sitting and listening to Jesus is necessary. The one thing is necessary. Well, what's the one thing here? What Mary is doing. You see that but in verse 42 is a contrast. Here is what you are doing and where it's leading to. Here's what Mary is doing and what it's leading to. The many things that Martha is doing versus the one thing that Mary is doing. And out of all the things that Martha was doing, all the things that she could be doing, there was one thing at that moment that she should have been doing. And what was that? Sitting at Jesus' feet and listening. Because it is necessary to listen to Jesus. Why is it necessary to listen to Jesus? Well, as the disciples say, he has the words to eternal life. He is the one who has eternal life. Remember, eternal life here is really a small theme that runs throughout this passage that we have. Eternal life, the 72 are sent out earlier in the chapter. What do they have? The kingdom is near, the words to eternal life based upon Jesus. Jesus prays at the end of that, and he thanks and he praises God, what? That they know that their reward is in heaven. They have eternal life. The lawyer that comes that leads to the Good Samaritan, what's that about? It's not about good works. It's not about loving your neighbor. It's about eternal life. Here we have the same thing. This is about eternal life. He has the words to eternal life. And hearing his word is the means to inheriting eternal life. It's not works of the law. It's not acts of service. It's faith. But to have faith, you have to hear. For as Paul writes, just as the prophet wrote, how can they hear without a preacher or somebody to tell them? And if Martha wants eternal life, she has to pause enough in that moment to listen to Jesus' teaching. Likewise, friends, if you want eternal life, you have to pause in your busyness, in your distractions, and listen to Jesus. To sit at his feet and to say, what do you say? What do you require? Because you cannot serve Jesus into salvation. I'm reminded in Matthew, Jesus tells of what will happen someday in the future when he is there to judge. And there's going to be a group of people who are going to be condemned to hell. And they're going to go to Jesus and they're going to say, Jesus, look at all of the things we did for you. And he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Oh, they were doing things for Jesus, but they didn't know Jesus. That's the point here. Martha, you got to know me. Therefore, it's necessary to listen to me. If we desire to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ, we have to listen. We have to know what he says about eternal life. We have to know what he says about holy and righteous living. We have to be careful to listen to him. You see, if you want to know what it means to be a Christian, don't go to the church down the street. Don't come to Faith Baptist Church. Read your Bible. Don't look to me. Read your Bible. That's your authority. That's his word. Oh, I trust that I'm a reflection of this, right? I trust that that's where I'm at. But I am not your source of authority. I am not the idol on the pedestal. I am not the standard. This is. Jesus is. And that's why it is necessary for you to read your Bible. It is necessary for me to read the Bible. Let's say that together. It is necessary for me to read the Bible. One more time. It is necessary for me to read the Bible. If you call yourself a Christian, it is necessary for you to read the Bible. Okay? It is necessary. This is his teaching. This is his word. This is his spirit-inspired word through the prophets and the apostles. So I wonder this morning, how is your listening time? And I like to use it that way. Not how's your reading time, because this isn't like reading another book. You read this book to get something from it, to change your life. So how's your listening time? How are you listening when you read the Word of God? Are you listening? Because it's necessary for every Christian to spend time reading the Bible, but not just to read it, to listen to the Bible. Because his instruction is meant for you to trust, and when you trust, you apply it to your life, and when you apply it to your life, your behavior changes. So are you listening in your quiet time? Because it's necessary. B, sitting and listening to Jesus is time well spent. You see, Jesus goes on to praise Mary, saying that she has chosen the good portion. Okay? The good portion. Now, the other day, on Friday, I smoked some chickens and some ribs, okay? And on the very back of the chicken is the back strap. And on a chicken, you know, it's only about the size of a quarter, right? Okay? So whenever I do that, the very first thing I do is I flip the bird over and I choose the good portion. Okay? So you're never going to get that if you come to my house and you, unless you beat me to it. That's the good portion, right? That's the thing that you want. It's the tastiest. What is the thing that everybody wants, that everybody should want, is to sit at Jesus' feet and listen. And he praises her to say, listen, what she's doing is good. The time that she's spent is beneficial. Mary has spent her time doing that which is necessary, that which is eternal, that which is good, while Martha has spent her time doing all kinds of things in a distracted, anxious manner. Now, certainly there is a point where a Christian can be so heavenly minded they're no earthly good. Okay? That is true. However, without time spent listening, the many other good things are not so good. And so with your time to listen to Jesus, it is worth time to sit down and to read slowly the Word of God until you receive the Word of God. It is worth the time. It is worth the effort. It is worth the energy. Because it's not just necessary. Jesus says it's good. And when God says something is good, does he mean it's broccoli and cauliflower good? Well, actually, the answer is yes. It is broccoli and cauliflower good because it's good and nourishing for your soul and it provides health and energy for your spirit. The thing about Jesus is good is it's often the effects of broccoli and cauliflower, but it tastes like ice cream with mashed up bananas, creamy peanut butter with chocolate milk over it. Okay? That's what it's good. When God says something's good, it's not just good and gone. It's good and sustaining. And it's a mixture of both. It's like, God, you get me. Boy, I need this for today. I've got something to trust you in today. I've got direction for today. Time listening is time well spent. So are you willing to take the time to listen? Are you willing to take the discipline or to practice the discipline of listening? Because time spent listening to Jesus, slowly reading his word is good, but it's not just good, it's also rewarded and rewarding. You see, last Jesus says, sitting and listening to him is rewarding. Mary is going to receive a reward, which will not be taken away from her. That good portion, you know, I grabbed that back strap off of that chicken and I put it in my mouth and nobody's taken it away from me, right? That's my reward. When you listen to Jesus, there is reward. And nobody's going to take it away from you. Who's trying to take Mary's reward from her? I just gave you the answer. Martha, right? Martha is. She's trying to distract her. She's anxious. She's trying to mar her name. She's trying to remove her from the necessary place. She's trying to hinder her. Jesus says, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to reward her. Mary is being rewarded for sitting in the presence of Jesus, while Martha is being rebuked for serving presence to Jesus. And there is great reward the Bible promises. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, the writer says, without faith it is impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Rewards come through sitting or serving. Well, it comes through seeking, right? Who seek him. That means who listens to his teaching. Christ ultimately is the reward. That's why we sang this morning, Christ is my reward in all of my devotion. Because he is the reward of listening. The reward is to find him. The reward is to know him. The reward is to receive him. The reward is to believe him. The reward is to trust him. The reward is to live for him. Not by trying harder, but by trusting more. I think that's going to be my next soapbox, okay? Because I find I'm saying that over the last month or so, I've been saying that over and over again. So that's my soapbox for now. Stop trying, start trusting, okay? Because he's saying, Martha, stop trying to impress me. Stop trying to win me. Stop trying to get everything perfect in your way and just start listening to me and trust me. Because when you trust Jesus, your behavior will change. Your actions will change. So start listening to Jesus. Start trusting Jesus. And so I wonder this morning, are you distracted by the many things to the neglect of the necessary? Are you troubled by everything you need to get done? Doing lots of things pretty poorly at the expense of meeting out or missing out God's good? Are you anxious about meeting up to your own expectations? And while you're anxious about that, you're completely failing God's expectations. If this is you this morning, stop trying. Start trusting. If your life is filled with anxiety and distractions and troubles, commit to just sit and listen to Jesus. It's time well spent. It's time that's rewarded and rewarding. But it is necessary. Start this week slowly, intentionally, purposefully. And if you got to read a verse 5 times or 10 times, read it. And if you don't hear anything, go to the next one. If you got to read that one 5 or 10 times, that's okay. Go to the next one. Start in the New Testament. Don't start in Leviticus, okay? Don't go there. Not necessary. You start in a gospel. Start in an epistle. And just slowly read and listen to say, God, how do you want me to live life? And then trust him. Not for others, but for yourself. Because God says this is necessary for a life in him. He says it's time well spent, and he says it's time that you will find reward. So which is greater, sitting or serving? I think we can all come to the conclusion, specifically within our context this morning, that sitting is necessary. And we need to be sitters and listeners of Jesus because it's praiseworthy. Would you stand as I pray?